This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, thanks for joining us today. Already into the third hour of this worldwide broadcast. Tons of your calls coming up and a bunch of news. 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. A couple weeks ago, a week and a half ago, I talked about U.S. plans death camp out of Reuters in the Mail on Sunday and other publications. Ashcroft this morning went before the Congress. Ashcroft wants broader anti-terror powers. Attorney General John Ashcroft asked Congress Thursday to expand powers, hold suspects of terrorists indefinitely before trials, and let him seek the death penalty or life imprisonment for any terrorist act. And under the new definition of terrorism, it's any action that endangers human life that's a violation of any federal or state law. That's Patriot Act 1. Under the expanded definition, it says you don't even have to knowingly aid terrorists or even do anything wrong. They want to secretly arrest you and secretly execute you. Better call Congress and tell them you're fully aware of the dictatorship they're setting up. And they say, oh, we've got to do this to keep you safe from terror, telling me they're getting ready for more, ladies and gentlemen. We don't know how hard the hammer is going to drop, but if we get the word out of who's behind the terror, we could back them off. But it is life or death to warn people right now, ladies and gentlemen, and to have courage and to tell the truth, to get the word out at the grassroots and not go along with them. Some of the good news is they tried to tell all the medical workers and police and firemen, 11 million of them, they had to take smallpox shots, and only a few hundred went along with it. And so now they're going to have trouble launching smallpox attacks and force injecting all of us, as they said they wanted to do, because people just aren't going along with it. The media can say we all buy it and love tyranny all day. The people aren't buying it. A few mindless pieces of furniture are going to go along with it and parrot whatever they hear. But the majority of America knows there's a rotten stench coming out of Washington. The stench of the order of death, of the skull and bones, of the New World Order. Because of pressure, Bush has also had to arm pilots, though he said he was against it. Now partial birth abortion ban passes House because of pressure, though Bush's wife is not for it. In China, the reality of persecution, Christians being tortured, our government funding it. Study links 911 Gulf War vets and birth defects. This is from the Associated Press. Russia to send nuclear fuel to Iran. Ban on all tobacco products. U.S. health chief, head of the Surgeon General says. That's just some of what's coming up right now. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. And I wonder who is next. I was told and can't find my... Dan in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Pretty good.
Listen, I'm a church father Catholic. I'm not a Vatican II Catholic. And when you mentioned the Pope, his word, the Vatican II world takeover is a little bit different than Bush's. This takeover is through passivity and a world without reason.
Well, I know we've had Mel Gibson's father on several times, and that's what he says, is that Catholic Church has been taken over. And I mean, when the Pope calls for a new world order Monday, and it's on the Catholic website news service, and people are trying to deny it.
No, you talked about the Muslim part. You look in the Vatican II Catechism. It says clearly in there, the Muslims are our brother through Abraham. This is all documented things. This is to take the mind away. He'll tell everyone to their face that St. Augustine was the greatest theologian ever lived. Yet everything he talks about is completely 180 degrees against St. Augustine.
Yeah, they'll give you the label and then do the opposite. But let's just explain this. Could somebody, let's just say, I'm not a Catholic, let's just say that, you know, people really believe the Pope's infallible and all this, and ex-cathedra, and, you know, is God's, you know, person on earth. Could somebody kidnap the Pope and put a lookalike in? You know, do we follow whatever the Pope says if you're a Catholic? The answer is obviously no. Jesus Christ said that. Use discernment. No, anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I would.
Well, stay there. I'll let you talk about it. We'll get to other callers, Bill and others. 1-800-259-9231. The websites, please spread the word to everyone. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com. More of this Real Talk Radio straight ahead. Stay with me.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
A good healthy heart is serious business. It's well known that heart disease is one of the leading causes of death in America today, a cause that in a lot of cases could have been prevented. Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to help improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite drops and capsules may increase metabolism and heart muscle tissue, regulate heart rhythm, and improve oxygen and blood flow to the heart. Your healthy heart is up to you. The first step to a healthy heart starts with Cardivite. Call toll-free 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowerhour.com for more information. Do your heart and body right with Cardivite. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right. I mentioned in the last hour when somebody asked me if Catholics run the New World Order, and I told you all major organizations, Protestants, Catholics, occultists, are members of these neocon, quote, brotherhood Christian nodules all over the country. You know, you got Franco involved in it, people in Vatican City involved in it. It's all the same deal. And I have, here is the address Pope John Paul II delivered Sunday, receiving the letters of credence of Odin Ben-Hur, the new Israel ambassador to the Holy See. And he says in here that we need a new world order. And I'll read his entire quote in a second, but Dan in... what is it, Illinois, was raising a point about this. Go ahead, sir.
You know how 200 years after the Constitution, we're in a situation right now where to criticize Bush is if, in other words, they're making him infallible is what they're trying to rewrite things in such a way, right? Basically, he's infallible because you can't criticize him.
Yes.
It's the same thing. There's no such thing in Catholic doctrine history of infallibility. They've had corrupt popes since the beginning. I mean, Peter was corrected by Paul, so he couldn't have been infallible, and he was the first leader. So this is just a myth, so that whatever's coming out of their mouth, it has to be believed it's from God, because the question that you're questioning God, it's the same fallacy. There's no such thing as infallibility of any human being.
Well, look, that's, you know, just going over this, where you've got Pope John Paul II calling for a new world order. We've got to talk about this. We've got to face this. I'm reading his address. I found it on Monday. I'm trying to find the quote about need a new world order.
His design is exactly, but his design isn't with violence. His design is through passivity.
Well, they've got a multifaceted system.
And as long as you get the mind, you just take people's word for it, pay people's word for it. Never investigate what Augustine said. Never investigate what church doctrine. You keep taking them, you're not going to have a mind left. You see, you have to be able to analyze and cross-reference.
Absolutely. And, of course, any big, powerful organization is going to say we're unquestionable. You can't question us. Everything we say is from God. I mean, that's what cult leaders say. That's what happens. And I'm telling you, the Protestants, the Catholics, the Jews, the Muslims, they're all controlled by corrupt organizations. It's the nature of power. Can we just recognize that historical fact?
If you'll notice, the most effective cults in the world, and I'm talking about small ones now. This is large scale, but the small ones, the most effective ones, these people are passive, and they don't have a violent, without being pressed anyway. But I mean, violence is like kind of reasoned out of them, so they don't have any reason left. They have no fight left in them because they're not in two parts anymore. There's no reflective ability.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Bill in Arkansas. Bill, you're on the air. Go ahead. Appreciate you holding, Bill.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Have you ever heard of Pam Shuford?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, what do you think about that? Does that fall along what you've researched too?
I really don't listen to the show. I don't know much about it. I think she's a talk show host, right? I think I've been on her show a couple times.
Yeah.
I've done thousands of interviews, 850 something since 911. I can't remember.
Oh, okay. Well, they have this thing about how Walmart's all involved with Red China.
Well, that's been in the mainstream news. They own over 700 slave camps. They admit they're putting RFID tracker systems to track you outside the store, and that's USA Today.
Yeah, that's what they got going on. But I was wondering if anybody's heard about Target yet.
Well, they're all putting in the RFID tracker systems. They're all buying slave goods. Just Walmart's the most successful because they own the camps themselves.
Yeah, they got barbed wire around their... the garden center. Have you heard about that?
Well, I know that there has been some special forces training in and around Walmart distribution centers, and they're part of continuity of government. The AP has reported they've done drills where they practice having everyone report in the town to the Walmart with a fence around it, and some of these test zones, the police substation, where they, quote, give you your inoculations and practice giving you pills that are jelly beans as a drill. So that's confirmed. I only talk about what I can confirm.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I saw this one thing where this guy said they had barbed wire around the Walmart, and they had bleachers up there and stuff, and military signs all over the garden center and stuff like that. That's what I've heard about.
Well, again, all I have is JP saying they're doing drills with FEMA. All I have is mainstream news admitting this. All I have is that they're going to track you with chips that are already in most of the items, and I can document that.
And I think everybody has to look... at how the WWE is involved.
And tell us what the WWE is.
The World Wrestling Entertainment.
Oh, where they have the New World Order group that's unstoppable, and yeah.
Yeah, that was what the WCW had, and now the WWE, they got a guy, he's got his head shaved, Stone Cold Steve Austin. And he's got his head shaved, and he's been on there for years now, and then his finishing move is a stunner. And what he does is he kicks someone in the stomach, and then he... Puts their head over his arm, see, and then he comes down, and it's like a guillotine.
Well,
that's basically what
the New World Order group got up in support of Bush and said, "All of you people that are against this war, you need to die. We're going to get you." And so the kids, it's just at every level, it's gladiatorial, mindless theater. Thanks for the call. Really appreciate the call. So, look, I challenge you to go to InfoWars.com. This was posted on Tuesday. You can read Pope John Paul's quote here, saying that we need to come together with a new world order with all the nations of the world under a new world order, is his quote. So, that's what we're dealing with there. Let me get into some news before we get too far along in this last hour, and then I will get to your calls. But I do suggest everyone go to InfoWars.com and read the Harper's Magazine article about the brotherhood with the CIA and Ashcroft and all these conservative, Catholic, Protestant Christian leaders, and they say that Nietzsche was good, Hitler was good, Stalin was good, Mao was good, Jesus is a spirit guide, they're going to take over, Jesus needs a world dictatorship and a world leader to really love us properly, and purges are good. Purges are very good. There's just been a handful of articles, LA Times and others, about this, and this is your neocon Christians. See, folks, it's a counterfeit. I mean, it's not even a good counterfeit. It's just a blatant, but all they say, when you go, but you say Hitler's good, they go, but Jesus. They just keep saying, but we're with Jesus. Who are you with? We're Christian conservatives. And then Al Gore's involved in it. See, it's all the same ballgame. It's totally staged out of that whole election fight they're putting in the touchscreen federal takeover system. It's the same system over and over and over and over again. And I beg you to think for yourself. I mean, right now they're going after Martha Stewart because she's small potatoes to make you think they're going after corporate corruption. Forget about Enron. Right now they're firing a few New York Times reporters over lies on petty issues just to make you think, oh, the media is cleaning itself up. This comes as the polls show that only 32% of Americans trust the mainstream media. And 80-plus percent trust the alternative media. They're desperate, folks. They're trying. These are tactics. Partial birth abortion ban passes the House. The House voted Wednesday to ban a procedure that abortion folks call partial birth abortion, moving restriction, a crucial step closer to President Bush's signature. And Bush had told Senator Lott to drop this. It was one of the reasons they allowed the demonization of him. Klan members like Byrd run around in front of everyone, but that's okay. Just like these members of the Brotherhood can say Hitler was good, but nobody criticizes them, but then Lott says something about at a going-away party, you'd be a great president, and they run him out. So Bush has fought against this, but because of massive support and even Dick Gephardt voting for the ban, these babies can be adopted at the time they're killed, folks. The law says as long as they hold the baby up against the mother, they can still say it wasn't born and kill it. A 282 to 139 vote, Congress was on the verge of ending a practice. Representative Steve Cabot said it was truly a national tragedy. Abortion rights groups said they would challenge it in court. You mean murder right groups? Challenge it in court as soon as it becomes law, thrusting the issue of the ban's constitutionality toward a divided Supreme Court. The ban would be one of the most significant restrictions on abortion since 73 Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision reorganizing and recognizing abortion rights. Bush hailed passage legislation, which he called will help build a culture of life in America. I urge Congress to quickly resolve the differences and send me a final bill as soon as possible so that I can sign the law. By the way, Bush cut like $80 million of forced abortion funding to the world and then increased their funding $4.5 billion through another pipeline. So, and again, Henry Kissinger's document from 74 just came out. Public on Infowars.com, the eugenics section, where they say that they wanted to exterminate half the women, sterilize half the women and babies in 13 most populous countries. They successfully carried that out. CIA document with Henry Kissinger all over it. His name and his quotes all over it. So they'll slaughter the world and then tell you they're against partial birth abortion because you pushed as good grassroots Americans. Good job for forcing the goblins' hands. You've got to give them a few victories. That's their whole attitude. Got to give the public a few victories. Got to give them a few victories to sell you this. It's like they got to give us a few victories. They said we got to give them some victories on Martha Stewart or victories on firing a few New York Times people. When the massive institutionalized lying is everywhere. And I guess the conservatives will say, well, he banned partial birth abortion. But see, there's all these waivers in it. Life of the mother. Well, any doctor can sign a form saying, well, this could threaten the life. So there's holes in this you can drive a Mack truck through. We need to abolish Roe v. Wade. I repent for not doing enough to stop this. If we can kill 52 million children since 74 in this country and not do more, it's disgusting. By the way, pro-life demonstration is listed as terrorism by the U.S. Code and racketeering according to the USA Patriot Act 1 and 2. So that'll be considered terrorism and hate speech. Just thought you might want to know, you could end up in a death camp. Well, if saying abortion's wrong means I'll end up in a death camp, I'm actually at peace about it. I just think the torture's going to be tough to go through, but I'm ready.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Remember what it was like to get up in the morning without pain and stiffness in your joints? If it's been too long since your life has been active and pain-free, this is your chance to experience the pain-relieving power of JointWise Cream absolutely free. Just visit LifeWise.com or call 1-800-643-9558 and ask for free JointWise Cream. That's right, LifeWise will send a jar of JointWise Cream to you absolutely free of charge with no obligation of any kind. JointWise Cream customers report quick, penetrating relief, and JointWise Cream is unique. It's the only formulation that contains this exclusive combination of powerful ingredients, including glucosamine, MSM, chondroitin, boswellin, capsaicin, and more. Why not let JointWise Cream speed pain relief to your aching muscles and joints, risk-free? Visit LifeWise.com today or call 1-800-643-9558. That's 1-800-643-9558. No strings attached. Just ask for free JointWise Cream to receive your free jar of this fast-acting pain-relieving formulation. Call 1-800-643-9558 today. Can you imagine how hard it would be to drive across the country without a road map, and how easy it would be to get lost? Navigating through the world of U.S. gold and silver coins can be equally as challenging. Fortunately, there is a roadmap to guide you through the maze of U.S. coins. The Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins and History provides you with the knowledge you'll need to make informed decisions when it comes to collecting and investing in U.S. gold and silver coins. The year 2003 edition of the Red Book, A Guide to U.S. Coins, has hit the bookstores, and Ted Anderson of Midas Resources wants to help you be one of the very first to own this guide with a very special offer. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering the 2003 Red Book and a U.S. 90% silver dollar over a $20 value for only $15. But you've got to act fast by calling toll-free 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Coin values are always changing, and so is the Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. Get the 2003 edition today. Call 1-800-686-2237.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I was giving a speech before about 300 people. Conservatives, liberals, libertarians, environmentalists, it didn't matter. City council members, former city council members. About standing up against the Patriot Act here in Austin, Texas a few months ago. And in the speech I said, the New World Order is the greatest evil ever seen. They're totally wicked. How could you not stand up against them? How could you not fight them? How could you even question the need to resist? and to speak out. And some people said afterwards, what do you mean they're so evil? That means even more reason not to fight them. You see, that just shows a different world some of us are in. It's an instinctive need to defend decency and honor and family and to stand up against dehumanization and total world slavery. I have a debt, a need for those that came before me that stood up and fought, and for those that come in the future. If you love your family, if you have any even mammalian instincts, you know, mammal ingrained technologies that God put into us, can't you defend the young? Can't you defend the family? Can't you stand up against a threat? Where's your humanity? I mean, when you see a giant, wicked, stinking, murdering juggernaut engaging in every crime imaginable, stinking to high heaven, how do you not resist it? How do you not fight it? And in numbers, and in standing up, and in being bold, and in being leaders, we have more safety. You give license to this system, it's over. They eat those that serve them more readily than they destroy those that fight them. And people are going to come out from among this system. Some of their greatest servants will become our greatest fighters for liberty and humanity and decency. That's God's design. Be part of history. Life is so short. Things are so incredibly insane. The propaganda is so sophisticated. The lies are so legion. Joe in Oregon, you're on the air. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Let me get away from the speakers there. right now, with the things are so serious with the open borders of millions of illegals that don't give a darn about constitutional law.
And then people arrest folks that are trespassing on their fence land, and they give them blankets, and the police come and arrest them. As Mexican troops kill federal officers on a routine basis, shoot up vehicles every week, but that's okay. Our government's putting water supply systems in the desert for the illegals. But tells you the Pentagon's going to watch everything you do as a citizen for your safety.
Well, my point is that it's important for a government to do this so they can come up with excuses for the martial law, for removing our weapons, for removing our liberties. Because you have a bulk of these people running around demanding their rights and demanding bilingualism, et cetera, et cetera. You got the Pope with the Pope with his New World pronouncements, et cetera, et cetera. Things are so serious. I'm just wondering what it's going to take for the bulk of our people to get up off their behinds and turn off that damn TV.
Sir, please watch your language.
Pardon me.
I'm dead serious. Everybody needs to quit that. I have a very good memory, and I'm going to start banning people from the show. I'm not mad at you, Joe, and I understand your frustration,
you.
Your anger, but we have to be better than everybody else. We have to be upright.
Right.
And I'm telling myself that as well. Let me answer your question. Number one, the old white men in New York fund Mecha and La Raza. Mecha says, kill all whites, drive them out of the West. It's on their websites. I have their flyers. I have them on video with images of blonde-haired, blue-eyed people with their heads cut off. I don't like the Klan, and I don't like Mecha, but they're all funded by the feds. The media tries to make it a racial issue. We got, and it's not, we got 400 million Latin Americans, 20 million plus new births every year coming this way. There are at least 40 million illegals here, 20 million naturalized in the last 15 years. That's 60 million people. They're creating a Tower of Babel so we can't communicate, and the illegals, whether they're from Russia, China, or Mexico, we always talk about Latin America because that's the majority, driving down the wages. Our Southwest is turning into a big Mexico city, the most dangerous crime-ridden city in the world. They're setting up Latin American mordido and kickbacks and corruption. They're flying the Mexican flag in towns like El Cenizo. You're not allowed to speak English in court.
Let me just finish.
But the biggest so-called group listening to this show in Austin, Texas, is Hispanics, more patriotic than you or I, great veterans for this country. They're upset. In major polls, 80% of Hispanics are against what's happening. The media tries to make it racial. We've got to have Hispanic groups form to stop illegal immigration, and I call for those leaders to do that and to stand up for the sovereignty of this country. Anything else?
Look, Cesar Chavez in his beginning, that communist...
An admitted communist,
group,
yes.
He was against open borders to keep wages up with Mexicans. But the fact of the matter is that these Mexicans that are against any more illegal immigration is because they know what a mess Central America is.
Stay there. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the water pot. 803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family. Won't back down, baby. All right, let's go back to the calls. Joe in Oregon, real quick, finish up, and then we'll go to Brian, Matt, Lisa,
thank
and others. Go ahead.
Thank you. What I wanted to say is that at thedare.com, they have a story on there in my section about a 41-year-old computer program at the Bank of America who commits suicide because of H-1B bill.
Well, sir, I think your phone's cutting out. Is it out of power or something?
Yeah, I'll have to let you go, but check Dare out about what's happening in Americans are suicide now.
I hear you. I appreciate the call. And now the government signed bills to ship almost all the high-tech jobs and other jobs, data entry, you name it, to India. So it's all part of the freedom, all part of the love. Don't worry, there'll be federal retraining centers where you work for a private corporation but are controlled by the government, and the army will guard all the factories to keep us safe, and the prisoners are all working for 20 cents an hour to take your job, but it's good. Brian in Colorado. Brian, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
Hey, I've been listening to your show for about a year and a half. You know, and one day I was running through the channels and I come across this guy that's ranting and raving about this and that. And I thought, wow, what's this guy got to say? And so, you know, I've been checking into what you've been saying for the last year and a half. And, you know, I keep finding what you're saying to be fact and truth. It's not just your opinion, like a lot of the other talk shows have. I listen to a lot of talk shows. But I wanted to bring up about this cashless society. I've talked to you about this before. I am now my employer has required me to accept a pay card. It's either that or I would be unemployed. So,
and then they automatically transfer the money to your account. They're pushing hard for that. There's actually a law. I don't have it in front of me. They cannot make you do that. This is all part of getting rid of cash. It's why the kids have the thumb scan to get their school lunches. College students now, thousands of school districts, training you for the cashless society, getting you into the database. This is now admitted.
Correct. And, you know, it's, and now I'm being penalized. If I want to withdraw cash, I can do it twice a month for free. Any other time, I'm charged $4 per withdrawal. So it's a penalty for having cash. You know, it's the whole thing is I really don't think it's anybody's business what.
Well, the Federal Reserve has said they'll still have cash, but with the RFID tracking strip that's been in them for 6 years, they will devalue it if you get it out of ATMs, out of banks. If you don't keep it in the bank, it's about forcing you on to a cashless system where you pay with a face scan, a retina scan, or a thumbprint.
Correct. Yes.
And then. Well, and then they're going to have taxes on fast food and everything. It's going to be administered, Department of Agriculture has already said, through the biometrics.
Correct. Also about this Posse Comitatus, is there someone trying to abolish this?
They already got rid of most of it in 96. There's a bill to get rid of all of it in the Senate right now. That's the 1878 law barring the military from engaging in law enforcement activities.
Who's behind that?
Republicans and Democrats on key issues of open borders, taking your liberty, grabbing your guns, getting rid of Posse Comitatus, bringing in foreign troops. They're all together.
Yeah. Great world we're turning into.
Well, we just got to get the word out and expose these neocons. They're the biggest problem. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
You bet. Matt in Missouri. You're on the air. Matt, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Welcome.
I just wanted to share something with you and your listeners that I stumbled onto. It's along the lines of aspartame. About 3 months ago, a friend of mine had stumbled on a yucca plant. You've heard of the yucca plant? And in the past 3 months, he's lost 18 to 25 pounds, and his central nervous system is deteriorating. So I went online, I did a ton of research on the yucca plant, and I found that it's actually a poisonous plant that contains cyanide and has been used by the Mayans, you know, to poison their dart tips and their arrows. And
well, do me a favor. That's interesting. Send me some information on that. Do you have my email address?
Yes. I did send you an email earlier.
It's ajshow@infowars.com. I know that's sold in a lot of health food stores. I wonder if that's...
I mean, it's massive. What I've discovered is that it's one of the most cyanide-containing plants there is, and that not only do we put it into cattle feed and pig feed as a filler, but it's also pure yucca extract is added to root beer. And it used to be sarsaparilla root, but now they use yucca extract. And if you think of the name yucca, it's where the word Mr. Yuck comes from, the name Yucca Mountain, where they store all the radioactive waste in the U.S. It's just, it's alarming to me, and it definitely needs further research.
Well, I'll check it out. You know, aspartame in the 83 soft drink, National Soft Drink Report, the government admitted that it was wood alcohol, a deadly neurotoxin, so they went ahead and authorized it and put it in the drinks, and now it's lost its patent. That's run out, so now everybody's putting it in the food because it's cheaper. 9,000-plus foods have it, and now they just list it as a natural flavoring.
Right. And it's kind of the same with yucca. There's a lot of websites that tout its benefits, saying it's good for arthritis and this and that, but I can't see taking cyanide being good for anything. But
I will send me information.
I sure will.
Send me. I'll tell you the best website to send it to. Send it to tips@infowars.com.
Okay.
Hey, I appreciate it. Tips@infowars.com is the best one, actually. Tips@infowars.com. All right, let's go ahead now and move along to Lisa in Pennsylvania. Lisa, you're on the air.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex.
How you doing?
I'm well, thanks. Alex, two questions. Watched your 911 Road to Tyranny video over the Internet, and they made reference to in there to a publication, I guess it was a brochure that was distributed to local law enforcement agencies around the country. Not sure if it was distributed by the FBI or
It was given out by the FBI in Maricopa County, Arizona. About 45,000 of them were handed out. It's a report terrorist immediately. Terrorists say, quote, they are defenders of the U.S. Constitution. It lists gun organizations. Then we have their other training manuals, Megiddo and others.
Well, yeah.
And
Megiddo,
it says homeschoolers, Christians. Then I have FEMA on video in Kansas City teaching police at the Founding Fathers, and Christians are terrorists.
Question for you. The brochure that was distributed, is there a way I can get a copy of that?
Yeah, it's on Infowars.com. Just type in FBI flyer into the search engine.
Okay, thank you. The other question I have is a few days ago you made reference to a code in U.S. Code Title 50 about chemical weapons on American citizens.
U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1520A, Paragraph B.
1500?
I got to say it fast to remember it. It's one of those rapid-fire deals. If you got to type a phone number quick to remember it into the pad, it's U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1520A, Paragraph B.
Paragraph B.
Okay. U.S. Code, Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1520A, Paragraph B.
Okay.
That says that they can't use chemical or biologicals on foreign troops, but on U.S. citizens, for any law enforcement purpose, including crowd control, they can kill all of us.
And does it specifically state they can be lethal chemical weapons and things like
that? Yes, it says it's a long definition, but it says that they can use lethal chemical weapons. They're authorized for testing, for defense, and for any law enforcement purpose, including crowd control.
Is that right?
Yes.
And presumably...
The last year Reno was in, tons of sarin nerve gas were transferred to the Justice Department office in D.C. They have large amounts of lethal nerve gas for some reason.
You know, Alex, I seem to recall, one of your earlier callers brought up posse comitatus. I seem to recall that former President Clinton signed an executive order in the latter half of 99, somehow or other suspending that.
It was 96.
Was it 96?
There may have been another one in 99.
I thought
yeah.
there was one in 99 sometime in the August-September time.
Well, I've had the former JAG officer, the colonel, on. It was over Posse Comitatus.
Right.
He's now a professor, and he said that it was gone, really gone in 96. They got the troops, the police ready for the rollout. Now the general public's being told about it.
Okay.
And I've got on video, I've heard the audio clip here off Fox News with Governor Ridge, the head of Homeland Security, saying that they are getting rid of Posse Comitatus to, quote, have troops on the streets searching and seizing you.
Right. Very interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
Troops on the streets are bad in Baghdad under Saddam, or they're bad under Hitler on the streets, but here in America, it's all about freedom.
Well, you know, it's very interesting, to say the least. We live in interesting times. But
we live in incredibly interesting times. What do you think about, did you hear about Ashcroft on TV this morning? Before Congress, saying they're getting rid of, they're going to get Patriot Act 2 in and arrest citizens and secretly execute them for any terrorist act?
Well, yes, Alex. And, you know, my thoughts on this are probably a little bit more expansive than I could share in the time
but
that we have.
But Ashcroft said just a few months ago there is no Patriot Act 2. They didn't want to make it stronger.
Right.
How dare anyone say that? Anyone that says this is aiding terrorists. Why, they're liars.
Yep. Definitely.
This tells me they're getting ready to move with more terror to legitimize this.
Well, yeah, it certainly is a possibility.
Every time they introduced all the Patriot Act stuff piecemeal before 9/11. They introduced their Anti-Terrorism Act before Oklahoma City in 95. Same mode, same operation each time.
It seems curious to me that there's some sort of rationale for suggesting that in order to preserve freedom, you can limit it, and that seems interesting.
It's called Freedom Plus.
Right.
Freedom Plus limits on that freedom, but the border stays wide open, and every major terror group is funded by the CIA.
Right. Well, interesting. All right, well, look, thanks for your time.
Absolutely, and if you're a good Christian boy at the CIA, you go join the Brotherhood, and they tell you, well, dictatorship's good, it's what Jesus wants before he'll come back, and Hitler was good, and... Well, we believe Jesus is a spirit guide, and well, I'm a good Christian then. I'm going to join you. Oh, we'll go to some more of your calls here in a minute. I want to take some more calls here in just a few minutes at 800-259-9231, but I got some other news that I never seem to get to that needs to be covered here first. But before I do that, I just want you all to get my videos. You've heard a lot of people talking about them. See Ashcroft say there's no Patriot Act 2. See him say that those that say we're taking liberties with this are liars that aid Al-Qaeda and they will lose their liberty. See him. It's 45 minutes of the 2-hour, 37-minute film is on Patriot Act 1 and 2. We cover Homeland Security, dozens of examples of government-sponsored terror we didn't cover in other films, what government-run white slavery rings, all mainstream news, in your face telling you how wonderful it all is. We say it's evil. We're radical here. And gun control, forced vaccinations, Pan-American Union, a section on the New World Order and who they are and what their goals are. It's an incredible film, $25.95, over 2.5 hours long. I also have 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, about 9-1-1 and the takeover there. Key information, Masters of Terror is part two of that. I have my book, Descent into Tyranny, only $12, and it is 230 pages long. Get three or more of any of the videos. They drop down to $20 a piece. Support the broadcast, get the videos, make copies, wake your area up now through the alternative media. We have the power of the people to out-muscle the mainstream media propaganda arms. Toll-free number to order. Smash through the complacency, the lies, break the paradigms. Order the videos. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or Infowars.com or net, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, LAMAR, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or Infowars.com or net, or 1-888-253-3139. Please get the videos. Make copies. Make 100 copies in the next couple months. Get them. Make a copy every morning when you go to work, a copy when you go to sleep at night. Hand out the 2 copies each day. Get them out to key people. Get them out to the general public. Get them out to preachers, talk show hosts, lawyers, county commissioners, state reps, congressmen and women. Take action now. Smash the paradigm. Have the mass awakening, the renaissance, the revelation now. Do it. It is so important. This is how we protect ourselves, too. Because there's so many of us popping up and our works go on, and if the secret's already out of the bag, there's no reason to go after you. It's when you hide in darkness that the predators can feed on you. China, the reality of persecution. This is out of Enough magazine. Enough has obtained photos smuggled out of China of the Chinese police torturing Christians. Here is the story behind the photos. And there's all these photos on Infowars.com of them torturing Christians as they lean back with enjoyed looks on their faces, smoking cigarettes. We have photos also out of mainstream news where they're choking people as they lead them to mass execution vans that our government has helped fund. Study links 911 Gulf War vets and birth defects, AP. Associated Press, children of veterans of 91 Gulf War are more likely to have three specific birth defects of those soldiers who were never served in the Gulf. A government study has found. They now admit all this is true 10 years after, 12 years after. Researchers found the infants born of male veterans of the war had a higher rate of two types of heart valve defects. They also found a higher rate of genital urinary defect in boys conceived after the war to Gulf War veterans' mothers. Also, Gulf War veterans' children are both after the war. Certain kidney defects was not found in Gulf War veterans' children before the war. Researchers said they did not have enough information to link the birth defects to possible exposures to poisonous substances, which many Gulf War veterans suspect are culprits of their mysterious illnesses. Well, they shut down the factory that made the anthrax shot, and it's reopened. It was full of bizarre, genetically engineered mycoplasms, toxins. They huffed nerve gas. Major universities have come out with that evidence. The brain scans show it, but don't give them treatment. Continuing, Russia to send nuclear fuel to Iran. Reuters, a foreign military official, said Russia would supply Iran with fuel for a nuclear reactor. Whether or not Tehran signs an additional protocol, the U.N. nuclear watchdog Itar Tass Agency reported. Ban on all tobacco products, U.S. Health Chief Richard Carmona, the Surgeon General of the United States, has said he would support a abolition of cigarettes and all tobacco products, the first time that such a senior public health official has taken that kind of stand over the industry. But the government says, no, we're just going to have a federal tax and refuse you health care if you don't take it. And your national ID card, of course, that you already have in your back pocket as your driver's license will control that. Dr. Carmona's statement has been welcomed yesterday by anti-smoking organizations condemned by tobacco industry. Where does it end? Well, now Oreo cookies and fast food. It goes on and on and on and on and on. A Canadian bull sold to Montana came from herd that contained mad cow. The Montana Department of Livestock has been asked by U.S. Department of Agriculture to assist in the conducting of trace back 5-yearling bulls that were imported from a herd of Saskatchewan in May of 97. The Saskatchewan herd was identified as the trace herd from the index herd of the cow in Canada diagnosed with BSE, or the spongiform encephalopathy. We are in the process of reviewing our livestock inspector records and animal health records and transit livestock shipments. More on this with another news blitz on the other side.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at Infowars.com or Infowars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
DJ here real quick as final callers. I'll give you both about 60 seconds apiece. I ended the show with this yesterday. I'm never spending enough time on it. I should. Global tax on guns. World Net Daily. Brazil, France propose international levy on arms sales. Eliminate world hunger. And our government thinks it's a wonderful idea. We also have Seattle protesters decry secret police. And they were also attacked by them. Again, police using pepper spray arrested 12 people at a march rally. They were meeting with the CIA. Big Brother not watching you. You're wearing him. This is Reuters in Netherlands. Imagine the following scenario. A consumer product is equipped with a minuscule electronic device to help the manufacturer track the article from production to delivery at the retailers. We continue to make use of the tracking device to monitor sales, theft, and inventory. It goes on, but let's suppose the retailer fails to disable the remote, the device, at the checkout counter, and the article or buyer continue to be tracked. This could be quite useful for supplier, retailer, collection, value, marketing, data, and targeting marketing companies, especially in the article being tracked is an item of clothing. And it just so happens Walmart is doing a test of this in a city in Arkansas. However, it also raises the issue of privacy, especially if the wearer is being tracked unwittingly. Furthermore, in the wrong hands, such a device could be used for malicious and nefarious purposes. So the scenario is already becoming a reality with the introduction of affordable smart labels based on radio frequency identification. It's already in half of all Walmart products. You want to buy slave goods? You're going to be a slave. Who's up first, Mark? Who should I go to first? Hal in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
They say that all Christians are terrorists, right?
They say George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, all Christians are enemies of the federal government. I have FEMA on video in Kansas City to a classroom of police, and I have their training manuals saying homeschoolers, Christians, everyone.
Okay. By their definition, then, wouldn't self-described Christian George Bush be a terrorist?
But see, he all says he's Christian to neutralize everybody with his brotherhood group. They mean to be simple with police. They say all Christians, but this is to be selectively enforced. And now the headlines is Rudolph the Christian terrorist, or we have to watch all the Christians now. The Washington Post said.
But you see my point, don't you?
Oh, I see your point. Look, they say that defenders of the U.S. Constitution are terrorists in their training manuals when the cops have sworn an oath to uphold that. And you're thinking this is crazy. In Road to Tyranny, we have them pulling a housewife over, arresting her because she has a pocket constitution. They discuss, is it legal?
Okay, one more. Are you aware that under this weapons of mass destruction phony term, are you aware that Los Alamos builds atomic bombs, but Los Alamos County has a law against fireworks, even Roman candles?
I know, and that we may not be able to get fireworks this season, for sure next season, because they're not going to allow the shipment of fireworks now, and Estes rockets might disappear because they can't even ship toy rockets to kids. Thanks for the call. DJ, where are you calling us from today, sir? Where?
Austin, Texas.
Go ahead. You're on the air. Welcome.
I heard some information that you might be interested in. I work at the Courier, and one of the places I run for is banks.
And okay, tell us what the banks do.
Well, the problem here is I was in doing a delivery, and I happened to overhear during a training session where they were talking about that none of their branches had made a profit of the last quarter. And I was thinking to myself, you know, this is something they never tell the general public.
Absolutely.
And people are thinking their banks are safe. I think they need to think again.
Absolutely, and this is being designed to consolidate power. Thanks for the call, DJ, from Austin, Texas. Sorry I'm out of time. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central, on your local AM or FM dial, or internet at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, or Global Shortwave at 5.085 and 6890. God bless you all. Stand up. Stand up against evil, or it's going to take over.
Millions of people who've never set foot in a casino take a dangerous gamble every day. Living without health insurance, you can't afford not to have it. But affordable.